Oh, this is a really interesting one. There's a governance proposal in the Arbitrum ecosystem, suggesting that 3 to 5 projects be excluded from future grant consideration.
And that's a big deal because it raises a broader question. Should decentralized networks keep supporting as many builders as possible, or should they become more selective about where limited capital goes?
It feels especially significant because Arbitrum has grown into one of the most active Ethereum scaling networks, with a really large and interconnected DeFi ecosystem.
Exactly. Grants on Arbitrum aren't just a funding mechanism. They're a strategic tool meant to encourage innovation, improve security, attract developers, and support the long-term health of the network.
So when the community decides which projects get support, it can really shape where the ecosystem goes next.
That's right. This proposal suggests Arbitrum may be moving from an early stage of broad, rapid funding into a more mature phase of selective, strategic support.
That makes sense. In the early days of a blockchain ecosystem, funding is often wide-ranging because the goal is to encourage experimentation, build network effects, and create a diverse set of applications.
But as ecosystems mature, the focus often shifts toward quality control, sustainability, and alignment with governance priorities.
And here's an important nuance. The proposal doesn't necessarily mean the 3 excluded DeFi projects are failing.
Correct. It may simply reflect a community preference for directing future grants toward teams that meet a different set of criteria.
Like what kinds of criteria?
Things like long-term sustainability beyond short-term incentives, clear alignment with Arbitrum's broader goals, stronger security posture, better operational transparency, measurable ecosystem impact, and responsible risk management in DeFi product design.
Those are really important because DeFi projects face so many challenges: market cycles, smart contract risk, liquidity volatility, and user trust.
Yes. A project's ability to manage those risks can determine whether it becomes a lasting part of the ecosystem or remains a short-term experiment.
And the proposal also highlights a broader debate about how decentralized ecosystems should make funding decisions.
That's true. Unlike a centralized institution with a single funding committee, Arbitrum operates through community governance.
So grant decisions aren't only technical.
They're also political and philosophical. Some participants may favor aggressive growth, believing that more funded projects increase activity, liquidity, and user adoption.
While others may prefer a more conservative approach.
Exactly. They may argue that the ecosystem would benefit from fewer, stronger, and more carefully supported teams.
And this proposal seems to lean toward that second view.
It suggests the community may want to focus capital on projects that are better positioned to deliver durable value, rather than spreading grants across a wider set of teams.
That said, this exclusion isn't necessarily permanent.
No. In a decentralized ecosystem, funding decisions can change over time based on reputation, performance, governance behavior, and future alignment.
So for DeFi builders on Arbitrum, this sends a clear signal. Grant access is not guaranteed.
Teams may increasingly be judged not only on their product, but also on their roadmap, governance practices, security processes, transparency, and contribution to the wider ecosystem.
I think that could actually encourage builders to be more disciplined.
Yes. It could push them to plan growth more carefully, communicate risk more clearly, document their systems, and engage more thoughtfully with the community.
In practical terms, it may move Arbitrum builders toward a model where support is earned through demonstrated value, rather than assumed from early participation.
That's a meaningful shift. Teams may need to show that they can operate sustainably, manage risk responsibly, and contribute to the health of the network as a whole.
If the proposal gains traction, it could become part of a larger change in how Arbitrum approaches ecosystem development.
Instead of funding as many projects as possible, the network may focus on a smaller set of teams that are better positioned to deliver long-term value.
That could make the ecosystem more efficient and strategically focused.
But it may also increase pressure on teams to continuously prove their relevance.
For Arbitrum, this is really about more than grants.
It's about the network's identity.
Arbitrum has built its reputation on developer activity, high throughput, and a broad range of DeFi products.
The challenge now is to maintain that momentum while becoming more selective about where future capital is directed.
I think the key takeaway is that this proposal represents a meaningful signal of ecosystem maturity.
It suggests a growing preference for careful, strategic funding over indiscriminate support.
Whether this approach succeeds will depend on how transparent the process is, how clearly the funding criteria are defined, and whether the community can balance selectivity with the openness that has made Arbitrum attractive to builders.